This is the Don and Mike Show.
Football time again. I just can't wait. It's football time again.
Oh, this guy. Hi there.
My wife I love gets mad when I drink with my friends. So glad that it's football time again.
Yeah, well. Thank you. That was the joke.
The Don and Mike Show.
The 9-11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
The radio program you're currently listening to is not intended for the hearing impaired.
Duh. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Anyway, I'm here with known liar Michael.
No, stop it. No.
I'm not gonna totally
don't
out
do
you.
That to me. I told you. I asked you nicely.
I'm not gonna do out that.
Okay. All right.
Listen, I want everyone to stop listening to the stories about poor Mike. Oh, poor Mike went to the Indian casino,
lost money.
You know how much he won, Buzz?
How much did he win?
Robbie, go show him that number. Well, Mike doesn't want to announce this.
Press this up against the glass
because it's more than anyone listening makes for a living in a whole year.
Oh my! Wow!
You won that at a slot machine.
Wow. That's impressive.
Way to go.
Thank you.
You had to pay taxes on it. I would be screaming about it. I would be screaming mm-hmm. with joy.
Right. I was. I was when I was there. When I was there.
I would be screaming. I wouldn't be here today.
I have a contract that I have to live up to.
Well, I want you to stop bitching about money for a while. Seriously.
Goodness.
I'm serious.
It was the best trip ever.
I guess so.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun, and you know what? I do that a few more times. I'll be even.
I don't listen. Charles Barkley, hobble,
terrible.
I don't want to hear that from you.
That's terrible.
You're a big fat winner.
That's terrible.
Gigantic.
Terrible.
Damn. What was that like?
It was exciting. It was very very exciting.
I'll bet.
It was much partying ensued. But they closed the bars at 1 o'clock. Mm. They stopped drinking at 1 o'clock.
Why are you hesitant to talk about it?
Because I am, and I asked you. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm respecting your wishes.
Yes,
I'm not gonna...
yes. I just don't want to brag. I'm not a braggart.
I get that.
I'm not a braggart. I don't want to brag.
God, I'd scream it.
Hey,
you want to?
I won't, Mike. I promise.
Lost more than I've won.
Not on this trip.
Please. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
I would think.
Yeah. I'm glad tomorrow's my birthday.
Should be something nice.
Should be.
Oh, and speaking of that, incidentally, you know, based on my last year's activity, you know, just because I just don't want to make a big deal about things, but, you know, the fact is your gift is in my car right now, the day before your birthday.
Oh, well, thank you, Mike.
I could bring that gift in now if I was pressed on a bit, but I'm not. I'm going to bring it. But if you called me on that I could do that right now.
I'm not even hearing a word you're saying. You son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's like deal or no deal money.
Right.
That's like life-changing money.
Well, let me write down what I spent this year as opposed to other years for your birthday.
After the big win.
Okay. There it is.
All right.
See, I upgraded from that. I doubled it from last
Thank
year.
You. That's nice.
That's a good thing.
Why don't you get me two bowls of peanuts for my birthday?
Two full bowls.
I don't care about that. Go buy. You can buy yourself a new rectum now. You don't have to worry about diverticulitis.
Gold-plated
one. Are you
one.
Kidding
A gold-plated rectum.
God damn.
Yes, sirree.
The golden boy is back.
Uh-huh. I feel pretty good. Yeah,
I would
feel
pretty good.
I guess you do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right.
Look at you. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess. Come on.
No, you lose. 10 trips.
Don't care.
10 trips.
Don't care. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I can empathize. I can't empathize. I don't gamble like you do, but I know that if
I mean, you're not a degenerate gambler like I am.
That's not degenerate when you won.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's professional.
God damn. They pay you all in nickels or what?
Wampum.
You know, I might have the thing. Seriously, you laugh, but it says on the card, I swear to God.
I don't think I have it. They're called wampum cards.
Of course they
are. Did you tell your mommy?
No.
Why?
I'll tell you later. It's real complicated.
You know, Mike's got a real good show inside his head. Uh-huh. It's just we're not going to hear about it. He had another great thing today for the show.
Really?
We don't want to hear about that either. Mm.
But do you like your little private shows? Haven't over the years we've given each other a few private shows.
Yeah.
It is the best.
Just occasionally.
Stuff. Yeah, I mean, you know, that other thing. Do. That yeah. other thing. That, you know, that's your biz.
Yeah, I know.
But I mean,
I
but this. Oh, come on.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
What are you going to do when you're in the Wampum News? When did you have to get your picture taken at this
no.
at this place with the big check?
No, Polaroid for us to keep. Mm-hmm. That was all. That was all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blown away by your good luck.
We were not the, just to say the least, we were not the big news that night. Because within 5 minutes, and I'm not lying about this either.
Somebody topped that or did as well or nearly as well?
Really?
One machine over. Two machines over.
And what, did they close the doors and send everybody home?
They weren't. I don't think they were real happy.
After you won and this guy won more than double what you won?
I think that they were, they weren't exactly thrilled. They weren't exactly thrilled.
Were there smoke signals?
The Indians hey. Gave out. Well, no, what's great is after that, we are required to wear loincloths and walk around with a headdress. That's all it is.
I would.
Sure, whatever they want.
Right. I'd go down that Milwaukee Brewers slide
mm-hmm.
or that Cleveland Indians slide.
In the loincloth.
Whatever.
That's right.
I'd do a goddamn rain dance. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It was fun. It was big time fun. You feel as though you you know, you got a little bit back.
Sure.
That's
it. That's the attitude. That's the attitude you have.
Uh-huh. Well, you think you know somebody.
You try to be cool.
You know what I mean? You work with them for almost a quarter of a century.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's why you win.
Because mm-hmm.
you come and you poker face
poker,
with me.
Poker face.
Right.
You're like, oh, bad weekend. Bad, mm-hmm. bad. Lost.
No.
Lost. Well, look at that. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, how great was that?
It was good.
Just good?
Yes, just good.
For those of us that could never aspire to walk up to a slot machine and win that much, it's got to be more than good.
Yeah. It was great. It was great at the moment. It was great at the moment.
Was it as good as sex?
Yes.
Oh. Was it? Oh, boy, oh, boy. How long did the high of actually winning last? You know what I mean?
Till about the fifth inning of the Red Sox game, the next night.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, that's sweet.
It carries into the next day, and you wake up in a good mood, and it was. But
that wore off.
It wore off for a variety of reasons. I mean, I think that really at a certain point one should just decide not to drink anymore at all. But we had places to go, things to do. And that's exactly what we did after that. But that's the honest answer. It lasted until the end of the game on Friday night.
Wow.
Which I didn't remember a whole bunch of.
I bet you didn't.
I didn't.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't either.
No, but we weren't, you know, it wasn't like partying all night because they shut the, they literally, because of Connecticut laws, they shut the place down as far as, you can't even go to your room and get like a bottle of champagne or anything.
Really?
You can't. We asked and they said, no, it's not allowed anymore. I said, what, we're staying here. Why can't we? I said, nope, that's it. No booze. Oh. They shut it down like 12:30, 1 o'clock, something like that. That's or maybe it's 1 o'clock. I'm not sure. 1 or 1:30. They shut everything down.
Do you have a mini bar in your room?
No. Huh. No hooch.
No fire water.
In fairness to the Massatucket Pequot,
where does a man with all that money go to find booze at 1 a.m.?
Can't buy it at any price.
Not really in that area. Not anywhere, because it's out in the middle of nowhere. It's out in the blissful little island of nowhere.
Okay. Well, the Golden Boy is back. That's all I got to say.
Amen.
Blown away, Mike.
I'm glad you're blown away. I'm very happy. I'm very happy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Does this mean I have to go out and get you another birthday present now?
I'm sure the one that's in your car is on a par with the amount of money that you won.
Not a chance. Not even close. Not even close.
It's probably, literally, I know it's not 10% of what you won. My gift would be 1% of what you won.
Well, what would that be? Nope. You're wrong about that also.
A little more?
Yeah.
Like maybe 1.5%?
No. That's too high.
You are a cheap bastard. You really are.
Sharing the wealth.
Hey, what do you get the man who has everything?
Right.
You
know. Oh,
here you go. Right there.
One of those.
I just held up the number with the amount of money Mike won. Incredible.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm planning for the future.
Incredible.
Very rare
so,
fortune.
What other secrets do you have to tell us? Would you kill any? Would you kill someone and just forget to tell us?
No. No. I actually went up to the game for the weekend. I had two games to go to over the weekend.
Of course you did.
But you know what? Somehow I think anything I could tell you about that would be totally irrelevant at this point, wouldn't it?
I believe
it
so.
It really is not. There's not even a point in telling you what happened.
Because all I'm
going to
do is picture you at the Red Sox game just fanning yourself with $100 bills.
Hey, don't you think it's about time? Wasn't I due?
You've
don't
lost
you think
a
I
lot.
Was due?
No,
haven't I shared with you all my misery over the years?
That's why
haven't
I'm,
I shared every moment of
that's
misery?
That's why I am very
and a
surprised.
And a couple of moments of joy.
That's why I'm surprised that you are not screaming or at least telling us
all
in
right,
private.
Do you want to know a secret? Would you like to know another secret?
Sure.
In the third inning, I purchased the team. I bought the team in the third inning. That's exactly what happened.
You win again.
That must have been great.
It was so much fun. Right when the game was going on.
Now, how do you do it?
You know what you are? You
write it on an envelope, and you send it up to the owner's box. Uh-huh. And then he looks out of his window, and he waves down, and I'm like, I point at him with two fingers. I go like this.
You're the man.
No, we had a good time at the game on Friday night.
I bet. Who cares?
It was delightful.
I bet. Who cares?
Well, you want to, can I give you just a little funny from the game on Friday night?
Oh, what was that? Did you lose a $10 bill?
No, not at all.
What was it? Really?
No, it's. I'm not going to tell you now because it's not really all that big. Because it won't be funny anymore to you.
No,
it won't be funny.
No, it's not.
No.
It's
you know not. What happened? All right, here. This. I'll make it up. This. I was shot in the leg on Friday and went to the emergency room.
You did not.
No,
you're
I didn't.
Lying.
I'm fine.
You did not.
I'm fine.
Congratulations.
It was great. Sat with a bunch of Boston police officers on Friday night at the game and got together with my sister on Saturday night at the game. And yeah. It was just a wonderful week. Couldn't have been any better. Are you feeling joy for me? Are you feeling joy for me? Or are you feeling mixed emotions? Because I know you like to occasionally, not like you don't gamble like me. I know you don't, but you like to play the games once
in a while. I am feeling extreme joy
right.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, though... That well, you didn't want to talk about it to begin with,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for that. I'm not trying right. to put you up against the wall. I would get up and scream about it. I mean, mm-hmm. I would tell everybody how much I want. Screw it. Mm-hmm. I mean, God damn. And the thing that blows me away is, I mean, you'll have to admit, that's a large amount of goddamn money.
Jesus Christ! It was delightful. It was wonderful.
Okay.
And you know what I felt at the end of all of it?
What?
I said I
rich.
No, I said I effing deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's probably right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do.
Yeah.
You do. It's a lot. It's a lot of money. I'm happy for you. I really am.
Glad.
I am.
You're shocked.
Yeah, I am truly shocked.
We're a little
I've
stunned.
Shocked you.
You have.
I never shock you.
The amount of money,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty substantial
mm-hmm.
for a slot machine.
Sure
it is.
How much did you bet? How much was the wager for?
$500.
Mm-hmm. Wow, God damn.
My full body caviar soak seemed as satisfying as you can fathom.
Okay.
It was really, really great. You know,
you look young.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
They actually melt the gold, cool it, and then shape boots out of it for you.
All right. Here we go. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and
hi.
Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, it's you. Go ahead.
Oh, there you go. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
This is John from Ocean City. I'm listening in my car because they moved you to that stupid 960 AM.
960 AM.
960 AM.
Hi, it's a scooter from Mobile.
Hey, Mike, you deserve every penny.
Goddamn right I do.
Hey, Mike, would you let the listeners try to guess what you won over the next couple days?
No.
Maybe win a T-shirt.
Like
no.
the high-low jackpot.
No, but you know what I'll give you for coming up with that idea?
Yes, sir.
You've won a 22-ounce bottle of Bloody Mary mix. Mr. and Mrs. T's.
I love it.
Congratulations. This was left over from the fantasy draft.
Good.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Hello,
glad we're taking calls now.
Not in my show. Mully Tunick is making you feel uncomfortable.
I know.
Hello there.
Believe me, I know the drill.
Hi there. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Don and Mike. Man, I'm getting back up for the microphone. Man, keep your mouth.
Okay, OJ guy. OJ guy, finger guy, I'm not sure. Hello.
Hello.
It's me and the golden boy. What's happening?
Not a whole lot. What's
you
going
know,
on
the thing
you?
Is, you were giving me the whole thing before the show today. All about, oh, money and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's all
you
BS.
Did.
Yeah.
I did. No, okay. But hold on. And I promise.
I don't want to go into details.
I
here.
Promise okay. I will not go. But can you understand why I'm surprised? It's
right.
like before the show today, we're just having a random discussion about
yes.
bills and everything. And
right.
you never thought to mention that you won.
Right. Right.
That's why I'm blown
and I,
away.
And I'll share something with you during the break that I will not share with you right now. But it's
okay.
It's very interesting what I will have to say to you.
Hello, Don and Mike. You're a man of mystery.
Mm.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Mike, I think you owe it to your fans to tell us what you've won.
Yeah, I do too.
Really? I mean,
you'll never
so
tell.
Much, and mm-hmm. we've listened and we've enjoyed those stories. But I
know.
Really think you owe
I know.
It to
it's more I've always you... talked about how much I've lost.
It's more than you could ever imagine. It's a king's ransom.
All right, one time I'll let you guess, sir.
Just the guy
yeah.
on the phone?
You guess, and if you're within $1,000, I will tell the truth.
$1,000 is a very small margin of error considering how much Don said it is.
Mm-hmm. Don yeah. didn't say how much it is, though.
No, but he's been talking about it.
Well, now, if Mike is going to give you a shot.
You're the only one, and is that
I
fair?
Mike, I will shut mm-hmm. it down. Can you give him a $2,000 window?
My only splurge this weekend was my new license plate.
What's it say?
The banker.
Okay, only one guess because Mike is very uncomfortable talking about this.
All right. $125,000.
No. Oh, no way. No, no way. No way.
No.
No way.
No, sir.
How far off was I?
I can't tell you that either.
Seriously, if that's the case, he would not be here today.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
All right, lucky man.
Hair of the dog, Dave.
There you go.
Hair of the dog.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And that's it, folks. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
How about that Mike O'Mara, huh?
How about that?
That's pretty crazy stuff.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lucky guy.
Extremely lucky.
And I did say that line from, is it Swingers? Who's the lucky guy in the
Did
casino?
You say Mikey wins?
Mikey is.
Where's that thing?
Who's the lucky one? Guy?
Mikey.
Mikey's
the big winner.
Mikey's
the big winner.
Yeah, Mikey's the big winner. It was fun.
It's a rare
Must
thing.
Be great.
Doesn't happen every day.
It doesn't.
You are
It's
lucky.
Been a long summer, too. It felt good at the end of the summer to have that.
How come you didn't tell us, like, right away today?
Huh?
How come you didn't tell us right away?
I told you.
Yeah, like
I told you.
3 hours into the show.
I told you and Rob. And I didn't care if you told the boys. I told you.
But why didn't you tell us right away?
What does it matter?
Oh, come on. It's big news.
It's
isn't it big, exciting
it's
news?
Thrilling. Yeah.
Seriously, didn't you have a boner when that happened? Did you call people who really matter to you?
No.
And tell anybody? Did you tell anybody at all?
No.
Really?
Yep.
You didn't tell anybody?
Truth. Nobody.
You tell your sister?
At the game, I did. Yeah.
How about your brother-in-law?
She was sitting there when I told him.
Your girlfriend knows.
She was standing next to me.
These are all just people that know. I'm just saying. These are all people that know.
Right. We didn't know. So I told 1, 2, 3, 4 people.
How many people at the game did you tell?
Nobody.
How many people that were around you could figure it out?
At the casino?
No, at the ball game.
Nobody at the ball game. Wait, you walk into a ball game?
Sitting at the ball game. Yeah.
Hey, everyone.
Yes, with your shirt off.
Like right now, you know, who wants to hate me?
You're glowing.
That's what this is about now, dude. Who wants to hate me?
No.
Who wants to hate me?
No.
Of course I didn't tell anybody at the ball game. You know what the guy said to me at the ball game? Really? We were sitting there. I thought I was buddies with these Boston cops. And you know what the guy in front of me, and they're all being nice, and I'm sitting with Carla, of course. And then the one guy goes, and she goes out to get a beer mm-hmm. and have a smoke on the concourse and stuff
yeah.
and says, hey, we need more beer here. And the one guy turns around and says to me, hey, Mike, when's your granddaughter getting back? And then the four cops next to me go, ah! And the one guy next to me says, we were all thinking it, but nobody had the balls to say it.
Somebody did.
That was, I'm not going to go into a game and say that.
At any point, you say,
and that's when I flashed and I said, yes, how's this civil servant? Take that.
Just pulling out your wad and
right.
throwing it in their face.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations.
Yes. I can safely tell you one thing.
Yes.
Without saying what I'm going to tell you in the break.
Okay.
It's all gone. Okay.
That I believe.
Yeah.
Can we just go, please? Can we go? Baby, look at me. Look at me. Your money, you know what else? You're a big winner tonight. I want to leave. You're a big winner. I'm going to ask you a simple question. I want you to listen to me. Who's the big winner here tonight at the casino? Huh? Mikey, that's who. Mikey's the big winner. Mikey wins.
Michael Mirra.
Yeah, baby.
All right, Buzz.
Yes.
Stand by.
I'm ready.
Stand by for news of the odd.
Yes, sirree, and I'll just rub my lucky hands together.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.